G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, to your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out and enjoyed local pro wrestling this past weekend. Pretty damn quiet up here in Queensland, so I didn't get to actually see any local pro wrestling. But what I have been watching this week is a lot of New Japan Pro Wrestling, and that is because one of our own has been very heavily featured in these shows, and that is favorite of the show, Mr. Juicy Gino Gambino, who has been on color commentary for the Road to Dontaku. I'm terrible with those names for these shows, but he has been on the color commentary with Kevin Kelly, which blows my mind to think that a guy that I know in Gino is commentating with Kevin Kelly, who used to be in the Attitude Era of WWE, and that absolutely blows my mind, and doing a great job. I mean, some of the stuff he's come out with, laugh out loud. Well, for me anyway, I laughed out loud in some of the things he said this week. And a really different take on the commentary, which is good. And it's good from constantly hearing. It's really weird, actually, constantly hearing American accents and that sort of accents coming across in commentary, to hear an Australian voice talking about professional wrestling in New Japan, for that matter, is just unbelievable. And congratulations to him. He's doing a great job, and I really do hope they get him back for consequent shows and possibly the bigger shows, and we'll maybe even hear him at Wrestle Kingdom this coming January. I'm really butchering that. Look, I've got to be straight up with you guys. I have been in my shoot job. I know, believe it or not, wrestling and podcasting do not pay the bills. I've been working flat out. So we're talking 10 or 12 hour days, like 6 days. I am buggered, to be perfectly honest with you. And my guest this week has been the same sort of thing in his real life shoot job. And not only that, because he also runs Suplex Pro Training School and Suplex Pro, the actual federation, and that is Jackson Spade. And we had him on for just a quick chat, because I still wanted to get something out to you guys, and also wanted to sort of bring a Suplex Pro to some people's attention, because they are doing really good work in a place that would be really hard to carve out a new name, and that is Newcastle. Because Newcastle, well, if you think wrestling and you're thinking Newcastle, instantly you think Newcastle Pro, and that's just because they are one of the standard bearers in the country. And Suplex Pro Wrestling are doing a great job in bringing up young guys and teaching young guys and giving guys that otherwise wouldn't get one a platform to be able to perform. And I talked to him a bit about that and a lot of other things. And we'll hear about that right after Where the Action Is, right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. It's now time for Where the Action Is. And in Victoria on Saturday night, Warzone Wrestling have made madness at the Wellington Secondary College in Mulgrave. Tickets are at the door, or you can book your seats by calling 0448-408-952. That number again is 0448-408-952. Of course, also in Melbourne on Saturday night, Wrestle Rock have May the 4th at the Corner Hotel in Richmond. I don't know what more I have to say. These shows are full-on, R-rated, great, interesting, different sort of shows. Being May the 4th, I think they've also got a fancy dress thing going on, so get your fancy dress on and get around to Wrestle Rock at the Corner Hotel in Richmond. Tickets for that one are at WrestleRock.com. In New South Wales on Saturday night, Nui Pro 78 at Club Charlestown. NewcastleProWrestling.com.au for tickets. For that one, I believe the main event for that is Carter Deems going for the Nui Pro Heavyweight title against the champion, whose name, Matt Rogers. This is the problem when you don't get enough sleep and you try and do these things. Having that much, and they've been building this up for a while, so this is going to be a cracker of a main event in Newcastle at Club Charlestown. And remember, tickets for that one are at newcastleprowrestling.com.au. In Perth on Saturday night, Western Pro Wrestling have Championship Chase at the Bald Eagle Rec Centre. Tickets for that one are at perthwrestlingtickets.bigcartel.com. Get along and see this new incarnation of the promotion, which is doing great guns over in Perth. In Adelaide, my hometown, ACW Adelaide Championship Wrestling have Evolved 22 at the ACW Academy, 80 Guildford Avenue Prospect. Tickets for that one are at trybooking.com. A young promotion in Adelaide really are rising up. And also in Adelaide on Saturday night, Wrestle Rampage have Uprising at the Waterside Workers Hall in Port Adelaide. The Australian National Championship is on the line. AJ Istria defending his title against the prodigy Tommy Knight. These are two guys who in their last matches, the two guys that have defeated Jonah Rock over the last 12 months. So this is going to be one hell of a match. The young guy, Tommy Knight, really putting a stamp on Wrestle Rampage over the last year. And AJ Istria coming into his own now in Wrestle Rampage. Tickets for that one are at WrestleRampage.com. And finally, in Queensland on Saturday night, IPW Australia have Endgame at the William Duncan State School in Nerang. Tickets for that one are at ipwaustralia.com.au. Plenty of guys from around the traps that are going to be on that show. I know that Zeke Andino will be there defending his title. My boy Youngblood Jesse Love will be there defending his title. It'll be a great show. If you're in Queensland and you want to get out to an event, get out to the William Duncan State School in Nerang, ipwaustralia.com.au, and check out Endgame. Any promotions that want their show mentioned here on Where the Action Is, hit us up on Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode or book me and I'll definitely mention it because I am a massive shill for myself. And that is Where the Action Is this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of
I am joined today by Jackson Spade. How are you today, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. How are things? I haven't talked to you for a while because you haven't really been up around my neck of the woods because you've been flat out with Suplex Pro, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very time-consuming.
See, now you know why I was always so stressed, but you even have more stress.
Yeah, exactly.
What made you think, because I know originally when you started Suplex, it was all about just starting the school. What made you sort of progress into actually making it a full-blown promotion?
Learning how to do a few things. And I was like, alright, cool. We started going to an indoor trampoline park pretty much. And we're just stuffing around, you know. And then even more guys got more interested. And we had an empty shed at my mum's, pretty much with those jigsaw mats on the floor in there. And we were like screwing around and stuff. It was pretty limited with what we could do. But essentially, I was a fair to school for another place, and we went separate ways sort of thing, and I realized I couldn't really keep guys, train them and not have a platform for them to work towards sort of thing. So I kind of bit the bullet, and here we are.
And you're, because you're in the Hunter region, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's also got to be a hell of a thing, like starting a promotion in the same sort of area as Nui Pro, because they are so really indentured in that area.
Yeah. When I first started, I actually spoke with Nui and mentioned it, and I brought it up, and pretty much asked, like, hey man, this is what I'm thinking about doing, would you mind if it was in this area? And we had a bit of a back and forth discussion, and kind of agreed
Yeah, well, I mean, the good thing about it is because it's only really used two up there, so it's not like you run direct against each other every week or so every month. You know what I mean? You can pick those. Right, yeah. You've got this week. We'll do this week sort of deal, can't you?
Yeah, well, we have. I have all of their names for this year, and they have mine as well. So it's not really hard to not clash sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where did you actually start your training and all that? Because I've known you as a wrestler before. I knew that you wanted to get into the training side and all of that sort of stuff. Where did you start? Yes.
I started in 2006 or 7 in Sydney at a United Wrestling Federation, which sadly isn't around anymore. But I was in year 9 or 10, and I used to get the train. I used to leave early, twice a week from school, like half an hour early, and get the train to Central from Newcastle, which was about 2.5 hours. And then another train from Central to Cabramatta, which I think was like another half an hour or an hour or something. And I'd do that, and I'd get to Cabramatta PCYC, and I'd train there. And then after training, we'd run to the train station, me and another buddy of mine. We'd run to the train station, get the train home, and we'd get home at about 3 a.m.
Bloody hell. And see, then the people complain about going to training because it's an hour away or something like that.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Until recently, there was only really one. I wrestled in 2016-17. I pretty much wrestled every single weekend, and there was only one show that was bi-monthly that I'd wrestle in Newcastle. The rest of them were 2.5 to 3 hours minimum away.
But you did that because you wanted to get experience.
Yeah, I wanted to get my name out there and really have people start noticing me. I've been doing it for like 8 or 9 years at that stage, and was still kind of like a random spot filler. So I was like, step it up, just work as much as I can, have as many people see me as possible.
Yes, because I saw you, I think the first time I saw you, you were working Venom Pro up here?
In Queensland, I think that might have been the first, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you really... I remember telling you to take out the New South Wales flag and you'll get over well.
That was great. Now I've noticed a lot of Brisbane guys were doing that now as well. I'm not a lot, so I think I had one guy message me asking me if he could do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
a loose flag. Yeah, I didn't invent New South Wales. Yeah. Getting back to Suplex Pro, you have sort of not a different way, but I like the fact that you've got the light or junior heavyweights as well as a heavyweight belt. What made you bring that in as an idea?
So on another show, it was Championship Wrestling Australia. A few of the boys were on it. I was like, yeah, sweet, I was on it. So it was cool. It went down, and there was actually a junior heavyweight, Jaden Jakes, my tag partner, was wrestling another guy who was a heavyweight with massive arms. And I saw him reversing wrist locks and all this, and I was like, oh man, this looks really funny. So I was like, keep the big guys for the big guys and the little guys for the little guys. So I thought that'd be a cool little thing. You're not really seeing that much elsewhere as well. Like you're seeing heavyweights versus juniors everywhere for the company title sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we do our best not to discredit either belt. Like both of our heavyweight and our junior heavyweight belts have both main evented the shows a lot, which is really cool.
And it's also good when you've got something like that, you can rotate them so you're not always having, like, every month the champion having to defend his belt, because you run out of people really quickly that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, this month we've actually got Lynx versus our junior heavyweight versus Jack Payne, who's our heavyweight, which is obviously a non-title match, but still pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, and that's and you're one half of the tag champions at the moment.
Yeah, I am with Jason.
Yeah, is that a way because I know what it's like trying to run a show backstage. Is that a way to sort of like give you a little bit more time to be able to do that because you're in a tag team?
Actually, I just love tag team wrestling.
Oh, good man! I'm a massive fan of tag team wrestling.
Yeah, a lot of people. Like, I was talking to one of the guys backstage at the show last weekend about it. How there's too many tag teams that don't look like a tag team. They're just two guys in completely different gear and all this. But I love the idea. Like, Young Bucks are great for it these days. Like, they've always got crazy matching gear. But like, even like back at the Heart Foundation, whether it's like a different part of like one of wear like tights and a singlet, the other one will wear like a singlet, but it's still the black and pink.
Yeah, it's still the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had it up here with there's two guys, Cedric Black and Mitch Ryder, and I just happened to say, look, I think you two dudes would look really good as a tag team. What do you think? And they say, yeah, that's cool. The next thing I know, they already went out and bought matching tights. Which got me over with them huge.
Yeah, you like automatically look at them and you know you're a team, so that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So your first show for Suplex was really promising. You've been slowly building from that, yes?
Yeah, we like crowd-wise, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. If anyone that doesn't know this, we're actually recording this like at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, and I'm pretty fried from work, and you're pretty fried from training. So if it's a bit disjointed, that would be the reason.
So I set a goal with the first show. I'm like, if we can get 80 people through the door, I'm going to be happy. And I think we got 120, which is like, oh, okay, that's cool. And like now looking at 120, I'm like, no way, that's not enough. I'm getting like a solid 200, 230 at our regular venue now, which is really cool. But again, still not enough. Like, I really want everyone to see our product. We're always coming up with new ways to try and get it out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with the training school attached, I hate the guys like from the area that we train in, and like doing letterbox drops. We're on the paper of the local newspaper, like on the cover of the local newspaper and everything. So like, we're really trying.
Yeah, yeah. And what I really do like about what you've done is that you haven't fallen into the trap that a lot of guys do when they start their own promotions by sort of putting yourself as the main champion and the, do you know what I mean? You've sort of stuck to your idea that you want to bring young guys up.
Yeah, well, I love the idea of, I talk about this to one of my other mates, so-called youth movement. So, like, there's all these young, hungry guys out there. But like, they might sort of be held back by other people. But like, the talent's there, but they're just getting blocked out by guys that are always like the main event and all this sort of stuff. And like, you have a talk with them, and like, you watch their work and everything, and like, they've got what it takes. But I just don't understand why they don't get the push. Like, it's meant to be a revolving door sort of thing.
Yeah. Exactly. And the idea of getting someone over is that in turn that guy gets somebody else over.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's that's what I really like about your promotion is that you're constantly doing that. You're constantly bringing up newer guys that I hadn't seen on the scene or I hadn't seen around the traps, and you're putting them in those positions. And if you bring guys in from other promotions or from interstate, it is to help enhance the guys that you already have and to maybe give those guys some experience. Because I don't know about you, but a lot of people at home or that come to shows just see these young guys or see these guys up against the big interstaters and think, well, why are they putting him with this guy? It's to give that guy experience.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we've actually got a guy that wrestles for us, Nate Carlo. And he's like improved leaps and bounds like this last year.
Yeah, and Richie's really exploded on the scene over the last 6 months, really, because I hadn't really heard a hell of a lot about him, and next thing you know, he's on MC Dub. He's been up here. He's all over the joint.
Yeah, he's actually a mainstay on our roster now, too, which is really good.
Yeah.
I've actually known him since I was really young. And, I'm surprised it's taken him this long, to be honest, to get eyes on him, because everything he does is crisp, but he's a very good worker.
I think it's just a matter of timing. If you're there at the right place at the right time, something will happen. So, how often are you running your suplex shows? Because I noticed it's sort of like sometimes you're about 2 weeks apart, sometimes you're a month apart. Is there a rhythm or a rhyme to it, or is it just when you can get the dates for your venue?
So, essentially, it's a show every month. But, as I said, working with Newcastle Pro, I obviously don't want to book the same dates as them.
Yeah.
And at one stage, I was hiring Wrestling Goes Ring, so I kind of had to make sure I wasn't with their dates. Then Future Wrestling Australia, I believe, uses his ring as well. And I think there might be another company that hires the Wrestling Go Ring. So
it's
kind of like availability and making sure the dates don't clash. But we literally have our own ring now, which is really good. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw you. Yeah. But that opens you up to as many dates as you want. You can also do, traveling, if a fate or something comes in, you can do that sort of stuff just to get more awareness out there. It's brilliant.
Yeah, we're actually doing a show in Goulburn, June 15th, which is Jack Payne, Out of Great Chance, hometown. So that should be interesting. And in August, we have our first over 18 show, which is going to be pretty interesting to see how that goes. We've got heavy metal bands and pole dancing and stuff, so it should be interesting.
Tell me a bit about Jack Payne, because I hadn't really heard a hell of a lot about him around, and then he must have something to him because he is your heavyweight champion.
Yeah, so I met Jack, I think, maybe he'd been wrestling a month or two, and we worked on a smaller show, and I wrestled him, and I'm like, man, this guy's only been around for a month, and he's good, and he's got a great head mind for it, like a great sort of, he gets it, sort of thing.
Yeah, and, you love those guys when you're just like, oh, thank God he gets it.
Yeah, and we had our match and all that, and I would say he wasn't out of shape, he was still pretty good shape, and then out of nowhere he absolutely went crazy at the gym, and he started looking really good as well as working really good, and I'm like, well, but what more do you want for your champ? he's really got mic skills. He's starting to get really, really good as well, so I saw the whole package and I'm like, let's run with it. And I'm glad we did.
Also, another guy that sort of caught my eye is it Jake Gibson?
Jake Gibson, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a lot of potential to him as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. He was our first junior champ, and very, very great at being an asshole to the crowd. He's very mouthy. It reminds me very much of earlier Chris Jericho when he first went to the and was just an absolute dick to the crowd, very arrogant. It was a great character he had, yeah.
So what do you, because I know from back in my days in Adelaide with Chris Basso and that, once they sort of took over, especially Chris anyway, once they sort of took over RCW and were running RCW, that sort of, put his own personal goal careers to the side because this became his personal goal career, the promotion. Is that the same with you now, or do you still want to do more with your own career? Because you're a great wrestler in ring in your own right.
Well,
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, there is so much unseen talent in Australia. So, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's kind of an odd question, that one.
But you know where I'm coming from, though, don't you?
Yeah, I would say that my goals have definitely changed. Like, I really want to... Like, I still wrestle. Like, I was up at Brisbane the other week, I think, we're hanging out. And, but yeah, I think a lot of my focus has gone into suplex now, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, because you came down, you came up to Venom with your tag partner.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, your lovable, your love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it's a bit real, that one.
Tell me about Jaden.
What do you want to know?
Well, what's he like? What's he, come on, what do you think of him? Like, how did you decide that this kid was the guy that you were going to tag up with and that sort of deal? Jesus Christ.
Port Macquarie, and I had this guy walk up to me saying, "Hey man, this kid wants to learn to wrestle with you. He just watched your match and he wants to train under you." He walked up and there's this little awkward sort of dude, and I was like, "Oh yeah, alright man." And I told him the address and what to do and all that, and he's like, "Righto." So it's about a 3.5 hour drive, two and a half to 3 hour drive from his place to training.
Yep.
And so we got to the day of training, and lo and behold, he sends me a message. I'm like, oh wow, that goofy kid rocked up. he come in, and he started doing, like, we do like basic drills and all that. And like, as soon as the first try, everything was first try, and it was perfect. And I'm like, what the hell? we had this big crash mat. And he goes, "Oh, do you mind if I do a flute? Because everybody does." And I'm like, "Yeah, man, go for it." And he nails the 450, like one of the cleanest 450s I've ever seen. I've gone, "Okay." And he goes, "Hey, do you know Spiral Tap, which is the like a Swanton bomb with a 360 twist?"
Yeah.
And so I'm like, "Yeah, I know that." And he goes, "Check this." Nails it. And I'm like, "What the?" Well, okay, cool. Anyone can do a flute. And then we get to our technical sort of stuff, like chaining and then mat work, and nails it straight, first go. Footwork, first go. It's like just really cool. And I was watching, and then I'm like, this is crazy. He started later than other guys that sort of started, and he's like progressed way ahead. And so it gets to the stage where I'm, and so he's driving down on a Tuesday night, three-hour drive, driving home, and then driving down again on Wednesday, which is a 3 hour drive each way. Train. I'm like, okay, well, he definitely wants it.
Yeah.
And so I get to the stage with, I'm sort of like, just saying, like, I'm not going to make it drive 6 hours. He's like, okay, thank you. We get to the stage where he could probably run a match. And I'm like, did some training matches, turned out good. And we actually wrestled up in Brisbane and against each other. And for a first match, man, that was really good. It was actually against me. So I was like, wow. And then we got. Randomly, the promoter from Wrestling Go messaged me and they were like, "Hey, do you and Jaden want to enter a tag turmoil?" I was like, "Yeah, let's give it a go." And we did. And we gel really well. And like, it's just, yeah, it's like we're meant to tag.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's good. Look, I know I only got you for a short time. Thanks for coming on. Do you want to just let people know your upcoming dates and how people can follow Suplex Pro? That's come up quick, hasn't it?
And follow us at Suplex Pro on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, Jackson. Thank you so much for coming on, mate. I know that you don't overly like doing this sort of thing. So
I'm absolutely terrified.
Uh, But no, thanks. And when, yeah, when you, yeah, the next time we're actually in the same area, we'll sit down and do a proper one where we can actually talk, because I think you'll probably be a lot more relaxed that way. Jackson, thank you so much for coming on, mate.
Some people say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises, or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
All right, that does it for this episode of Wrestle Radio Australia. Once again, big thanks to my guest, Jackson Spade. Like I said, you probably tell he's a little nervous. He doesn't really like doing interviews all that much. Doesn't like really speaking out of character, if you will. But I really do thank him for coming on and talking about Suplex, because it is something I know that he is very passionate about, and passionate about bringing young guys up, which is what we're all about here at WrestleRate Australia. If you haven't already, though, make sure you subscribe to Wrestle Radio Australia. It's free. You can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. If you do stop on iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears. Share the show. Spread the word about professional wrestling in this country, just like we do every week. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia, and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at Beast Eastman. Don't forget, our Wrestle Radio Australia shirts are on redbubble.com. Just go to the search bar in redbubble.com and just type in WRA or Wrestle Radio Australia. You'll have plenty of the designs there you can check out and buy. And all the proceeds from the sale of these shirts go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life to promote to charities that do really, really good work in dealing with depression and anxiety. And especially, and I know I probably say this every week, Gotcha for Life is something I really do. I love what they're doing. They're getting out to schools and then trying to teach young men that it's important to talk to one another, and it's not girly, or you're not a man if you talk about your feelings. And that's what people need to get out. It's what young men need to realize in this country, because we're losing so many of them to suicide, and that needs to stop. And Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life do a lot to help stop that, especially Gotcha for Life with their schools program. And it's something I'm really passionate about trying to get out there and help. To send it out, always, we go to promo land. And normally I do a promo from Australia, because that's what we are. We're Wrestle Radio Australia, and we love promoting Australian wrestling and all of that jazz. But there was a promo this week that absolutely I absolutely adored. And it is the AEW promo from Cody Rhodes talking about his match with his brother Dustin. Definitely lives up to the Rhodes name when it comes to promos. So we're going to send it out with that. And with that, that ends it for this week on Wrestle Road Australia. Hopefully next week, I'm teeing it up as we speak. I'll be talking to the Velocities. So check your feeds out for this coming week, because there will be an interview, hopefully, with me and the Velocities. And that does it for this week here at Wrestle Road Australia. I'm Todd Eastman. We'll catch you next week.
I love my brother. I have always loved my brother. When you're a little kid and you're going to the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia, and here he comes, tall, blonde, every woman in the place going absolutely nuts for him, I'd say at one point he was my hero. You know, there's this regular jilted and lazy trope commentators in wrestling will use. You'll hear them say, the prodigal son. And I have to wonder, I'm curious, who out there listening actually understands the morals and the implications in Luke 15:11 in that parable? There's two brothers. One does everything right. One works very hard, tries to keep his family whole. The other goes abroad, whores about, and makes every conceivable wrong choice you could possibly make. But it's the first brother who is equally in the wrong because he has an expectancy from the Father for all his good deeds, and none of it mattered. The Father loved them the same. I've sat on enough couches telling my story to know which brother I am. I'm good with it. And this notion of brother versus brother, of natural versus nightmare, it's all very marketable, it's all very romantic, albeit not very accurate. What's accurate is that this match is generation versus generation. I am not here to kill Dustin Rhodes. I'm here to kill the Attitude Era. My entire lot, my whole class of peers, has been compared to these gilded late 90s through the early 2000s for over a decade, and it's an utter sham. Sure, you paved the roads for us, but gosh, you set the speed markers at 35 because you are terrified of any of us putting our foot down on the pedal. You mean to tell me some pissant bodybuilder making every match a no DQ, meandering around the crowd, throwing the jib cam at his opponent, compares with a Kenny Okada match? Or some bra and panty spectacular can match up with what the women did last September 1st? Or even Dwayne, as electric as it was, rhyming and raising, was it really better than what Punk said sitting on that stage? Listen, I am the least Rhodes of the Rhodes. But they gave me a pair of boots. I've got the basics. When you do something to death, when you ride something to death, that's literally what happens. When that animal can't go anymore and it falls out on the trail and you can feel the tension in its eyes, and its fluttered breaths of panic, and it knows it's going to die, and it wants to die. You don't just leave it because you love it. You pull from the hip. You roll your fingers on the steel of the chamber. You pull the hammer back. You do not anticipate the recoil, and you blow it away. Like I said, I love my brother.